It occurred to her today that her happiness is quantifiable based on the percentage of Tesco hummus that she consumed that week. Less is more. It also occurred to her today to find the worst restaurant in town and set up shop there, using it as her official office space. A place as grim as the Rhubarb Cafe would suffice, getting her out of the house, making her treat writing as a profession rather than a confessional device, or at the worst of times, a drunken fusion tool rant. But how? How do others do this? Relentlessly. They do it choicelessly, hungrily, fervently, hastily, doggedly, every day-ily, shut up-ily, who gives a fuck-ily. That's a nice magical start, she thinks to herself. But what about me? 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 Oh, God, I am suck. I am sick. Where is that old master wine? Oh, there he is. He's over there, somewhere between 6 and 7 o'clock. Phew, as long as he's somewhere, even if it is in the future, something to look forward to. Taking herself very seriously is something that only happens when she's in front of people who don't display signs of immediately being interested in everything that comes to her mind. Her mind. That brain. When it's good in that brain, it is good. But when it's bad in that brain, the darkest night filled with swarming packs of mucus-covered hoverflies would be a godsend in comparison. Oh, dramatic. Still, she has that fat stomach. What will she do? Not eating is an exhausting affair, and the brain needs fuel. Run longer, be less fat. Thanks, brain! Thanks for that! Her parents came from pretty miserable backgrounds, as far as she could tell. She had depressive, pot-bellied genes coursing through her veins. Early death was to be expected, but how early? Based on her parental examples, she had two choices. Martyr or diabetic. Gum, 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 gum. 4 pieces, chewing, doing, moving something. The grinding tedium of artificial taste swirling around her denture. It occurred to her today, during that sequence of other exquisite moments of epiphanic nothings, that her 2 missing teeth that were replaced by a dental partial made of plastic called a flipper were much like the ventral plates made for victims of facial injury after World War I. Sort of. I mean, in the end, the false teeth made things worse for her mouth, rubbing gum and true tooth, revealing eventual cavity and new problem. The false faces might need a bit of research for the analogy to be true. But surely they were fooling no one. Underneath that fake eye and eyebrow and cheekbone and half a mustache existed something that was a painful reminder of war's horror, made most visible on the living left. Its aftermath, man's capability to destroy, disable, and dehumanize. Her denture was an indicator of a cover-up, too. A half-lived childhood with closed doors that yielded bad behaviors. It was a stretch. Her friend Al is right, she thinks. She really is the most selfish person that he knows. Her husband is right, she thinks. She really is her own worst enemy. Her viola teacher is right, she thinks. If she practiced more, she would feel less like a loser. Her cousin Joe is right, she thinks. The past is the past. Leave it there. Fuck that. The past is the excrement that feels good to excrete and look at and study. And now she starts to write. Testimony given by Vietnam veterans from 1971 was her bedtime story last night. Calm and quiet description of atrocity lulled her to sleep. And smugly, she thinks on the brevity of memory, the continuum of pain features an unavoidable call and response pitched with a propaganda that knows the need for purpose and feeds on vulnerability. The world is a rage canvas. Mankind is a groaning falsehood soaked in nostalgic delusion. Shut the fuck up.